Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana, Powering India's Agri Future. The participants are Prakash Chawla, agriculture expert and economic analyst, and the moderator is Rajesh Lake.
India's food processing sector has rapidly emerged as one of the most promising industries, often referred to as a sunrise sector, thanks to demographic changes, increased consumer demand for convenient and healthy foods, rising urbanization, and significant government support. Central to this growth story is the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana. Before we speak to our expert, let's listen to what the Prime Minister had to say.
Hamari sarkar ne kisanon ki taakat ko desh ki pragati ka aadhar mana hai. Isliye beete barson mein jo neetiyan bani unme sirf madad nahi thi, kisanon mein bharosa badhane ka prayas bhi tha. PM Kisan Samman Nidhi se milne wali seedhi sahayata ne छोटे किसानों को आत्मबल दिया है. पीएम फसल बीमा योजना ने किसानों को जोखिम से सुरक्षा दी है. सिंचाई से जुड़ी समस्याओं को पीएम कृषि सिंचाई योजना के माध्यम से दूर किया गया है. 10,000 एफपीओस के निर्माण ने छोटे किसानों की संगठित शक्ति बढ़ाई है. कोऑपरेटिव्स और सेल्फ हेल्प ग्रुप्स को आर्थिक मदद ने ग्रामीण अर्थव्यवस्था को नई गति दी है. ई नाम की वजह से किसानों को अपनी उपज बेचने की आसानी हुई. पीएम किसान संपदा योजना ने नई फूड प्रोसेसिंग यूनिट्स भंडारण के अभियान को भी गति दी.
Today we delve into the sector's evolution, prospects and the impact of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana with our expert Prakash Chawla, who is an agricultural expert and also an economist. A warm welcome to Akashvani, Prakash.
Thank you.
Prakash, farmers' hard work drives the backbone of India's economy. Recognizing this, the government aims to double their income and strengthen farm-to-market infrastructure. In this effort, food processing plays a major role. Would you let us know what is the importance of food processing and why has it emerged as a sunrise sector in India?
Well, as we all understand, that agriculture, food production, horticulture production, even to that extent milk production, these are all highly perishable. They don't have much of a shelf life. So if farm produce has to reach from, say, farmers to the cities, to the consumers, to all over the country and even abroad, it needs packaging, it needs processing, it needs transport, it needs proper handling. So that requires a huge amount of investment in creating that kind of infrastructure. Without that, there's a big chance that the farm produce will not reach the desired consumers, and that could result in losses. So to minimize the post-harvest losses, to ensure that the consumers get better and quality products, whether within India or abroad, and the farmers get a better remuneration for that, so the entire value chain has to be scaled up to a global level. And that is what food processing is all about. And that requires technology, that requires machine, that requires cold chain facilities. And under this PMKSY, government has come up with substantial amount of funds to boost the food processing infrastructure, which is very vital to the entire food chain and the agriculture produce chain.
Let's hear what the member Niti Aayog, Professor Ramesh Chand, has to say on the PM Kisan Sampada Yojana.
If you look at this Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana, you find that in last couple of years, these investment has risen, which is very much consistent with what is happening on demand side. If you look at the consumption data, 11, 12, and recently we have 22, 23, and 23, 24, among different food category, the highest growth is seen in case of processed food. So if this Pradhan Mantri Sampada Yojana is there, then you just find that more and more food is getting processed. And as a result, this helps in avoiding glut in the market. This also creates alternative market for the farmer produce. Earlier, in many cases, we used to import concentrate from some country and then we used to make the fruit drinks. But now you find that most of it is that you have exactly the fruit juices which is there. So like that, there are so many examples. And this was also required because our agriculture has moved from scarcity towards surplus. So Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana, I think it is just helping in mopping up produce for processing, to avoid the glut, to avoid the crash in prices, and also consistent with changes which are happening on demand side. And it is also resulting in increase in export of processed food products from India.
So Prakash, what according to you are the objectives of the PM Kisan Sampada Yojana?
Exactly this, that the farmers are empowered. How will they be empowered unless their farm produce gets them a better return? And how will they be empowered unless the consumers get what they want? This is a very important intermediary scheme, and this is going to attract investment from entrepreneurs who would come in for building the infrastructure, be it warehousing, be it cold storage chain, be it air-conditioned vans, or be it labs for testing, quality assurance. And so far, something like 21,000 crore of investment is expected because of this scheme would flow in. And out of over 1,600 projects that have been approved under the scheme, over 1,100 projects have already been completed.
Okay.
So that has brought a lot of value addition.
Okay. To put it in a precise manner, the three objectives of the PM Kisan Sampada Yojana, as you said, are: one, creation of modern infrastructure for food processing; two, to create effective backward and forward linkages; and three, to create robust supply chain infrastructure for perishable schemes implemented under PMKSY. So the schemes that have been implemented under the Pradhan Mantri Sampada Yojana are to boost the food processing and reduce agricultural waste.
Well, according to the data that is there before us, under the scheme, processing and preservation capacity of 25 million tons has been created per year. And then the investment of something like over 21 or maybe close to 22,000 crores would flow in, and that should help 50 lakh farmers and would result in employment generation of something like 7.25 lakh direct or indirect man days of employment. So these are the direct benefits. Then the scheme also helps kind of bring in a transformation to the sector as a whole, because agriculture should become a profession of choice. It should become first resort. For all of us, agriculture or joining any of the value chain should be a matter of choice. So to make it happen, we need interventions like this. And one expects that whether it's a setting up of a laboratory or whether it is setting up a value cold storage chain, setting up a transport unit which is modern, and all the components of the value chain must be part of the overall umbrella and the objective of making agriculture sector transformative in nature, which would help farmers, consumers, intermediaries, businessmen in a very holistic manner.
Let's hear what the Union Minister, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav, has to say on this.
हम सब जानते हैं कि किसानों के जीवन में परिवर्तन लाने के लिए प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने एक के बाद इतने निर्णय लिए हैं। केवल इस तीसरी टर्म में निर्णय अगर सारे देखो तो 9 लाख करोड़ से ज्यादा के टोटल निर्णय। फूड प्रोसेसिंग के लिए प्रधानमंत्री कृषि संपदा योजना ये 2017 में स्टार्ट हुई थी और इसका सबसे बड़ा फोकस था फूड प्रोडक्शन के बाद में फूड प्रोसेसिंग पे ज्यादा ध्यान दें। कोल्ड स्टोरेज, फूड प्रोसेसिंग, इरेडिएशन, लेबोरेटरी में टेस्टिंग, सॉर्टिंग, पैकेजिंग करके वैल्यू एडिशन कैसे हो फूड में, उस पे सारा का सारा फोकस है इसमें प्रधानमंत्री कृषि संपदा योजना। और पिछले बजट में अनाउंस किया था कि 50 मल्टी प्रोडक्ट इरेडिएशन यूनिट्स होंगे और 100 फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स नहीं खोली जाए। तो कैबिनेट के फैसले में प्रधानमंत्री कृषि संपदा योजना का आउटले बढ़ा के 6,520 करोड़ किया गया और नए 50 इरिडेशन यूनिट्स एंड 100 फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स के लिए 1,000 करोड़ रुपीस का अलग से प्रावधान किया गया। पिछले दशक में फूड प्रोसेसिंग सेक्टर में एक सिग्निफिकेंट चेंज आया, एक रेवोल्यूशनरी चेंज आया। प्रोसेस्ड फूड प्रोडक्ट्स का जो एक्सपोर्ट है डबल हो गया, $5 बिलियन से $11 बिलियन। एग्री एक्सपोर्ट्स में प्रोसेस्ड फूड का जो शेयर है 14% से 24%, एंड बिजनेस ऑपरेटर्स 25 लाख से 64 लाख बढ़े। 24 मेगा फूड पार्क्स बने, 22 एग्रो प्रोसेसिंग क्लस्टर्स बने, जिससे कैपेसिटी 138 लाख मेट्रिक टन्स पर एनम बढ़ी।
So the minister has announced one very important component under PMKSY, which is the multi-product food irradiation unit. This is part of the integrated cold chain and value addition infrastructure scheme. These units include facilities like cold storage, grading, sorting, and refrigerated vans for transporting irradiated food. Your comments on this, Prakash?
Well, this is a very important initiative because food safety standards have become very important for both domestic as well as overseas consumers. And you need modern state-of-the-art infrastructure, laboratories for testing, and which requires huge investment. So allocation of rupees 1,000 crore for 50 multi-product food irradiation units, along with setting up 100 NABL accredited food testing labs, would go a long way in ensuring that our food products meet the global standards and wherever the gaps are found are addressed to.
Okay, Prakash, there's also the Operation Greens scheme, an additional scheme which was added to PMKSY in November 2018. With a budget of 500 crores, it initially focused on stabilizing prices of TOP, which is the tomatoes, onions and potatoes. And then in 2021, under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative, this support was extended to all notified fruits and vegetables. And later in 2021-22, the scope of OG was further expanded to include 22 perishable products. We would like to have your comments on the Operation Greens.
Well, Operation Greens, to start with, had tomato, onion and potato. As you would have noticed, in cities especially, these three particular products, agri products, we find them to be going through various commodity cycles. Either we have too much surplus of them or we have too much shortage. And because of the seasonality of the nature of agriculture that we have. So to address that problem and to bring in price stability, it's very important that when there's a surplus, we must create a top-class infrastructure for their storage and reaching them to the nearest of the consumers. And when there is shortage, we should then draw upon these reserves that we have built in our cold storage to ensure that in this scenario, prices do not shoot up. In the previous scenario where we had surplus, this scheme also ensures that the prices do not drop to a distress level. So price stability helps both consumers as also the farmers.
Prakash ji, thank you so much for being with us and for sharing your insights on the evolving food processing landscape in India. Thank you for being with Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana, Powering India's Agri Future. The participants were Prakash Chawla, agriculture expert and economic analyst, and the moderator was Rajesh Lake. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.